refresh the loan. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. We thank you for your helps you have released into our lives. Thank you for breakthroughs you have given unto us. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions we have received for our situations. Thank you, Father. We thank you for creating a way out in the midst of difficult situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us success and victories. Thank you for giving us progress. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for battles that were too strong for us to overcome, that you fought for us and conquered them for us. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to see things that we need to see, things that pertains to our lives, callings and destinies, even the mysteries about our callings and destinies. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us your truths and ways and standards and principles so that we may follow them and prosper. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for defending your purposes in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for how you have showered upon us great blessings. Thank you for satisfying us with great benefits that are in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for prayers we have prayed here on this platform that you have answered. We thank you for more prayers we will pray, and you will still answer. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O Lord, that you enthrone your power in our midst as we pray right here, right now. Let your power manifest right here for great miracles in the name of Jesus. Let your power, O Lord, manifest among us for great victories in the name of Jesus. As we pray tonight, O Lord, lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to pray the right kind of prayers you want us to pray. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than our request. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to take some worship songs before we go into prayer points. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your kindness. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your mercies, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh Lord, you are wonderful, you are worthy, oh Lord. We give you glory, we give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are here to say, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, You will never change, ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are. You will never change. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. King of Israel, there is no one like you. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am, the great I am. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God, King of universe, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. There is none like you. No one else. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great is our God. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. King of the universe, great are you, Lord. God of heaven and earth, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. Our God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Glorious God. Beautiful King. Excellent God. We bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship heart. Your feet, we bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship heart, your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, every eye will see how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great. Every eye will see how great is our God. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of Jesus, of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Lord Jesus, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is God, your name is God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is Lord. Your name is Lord, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, King of Glory, Emmanuel, Lord of Hosts, Emmanuel, Ancient of Days, Emmanuel, bright morning star, Emmanuel. Your name is God, your name is God. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord, your name He is Lord, Emmanuel. Amen. Hallelujah. Begin to praise Him. Begin to worship Him. He's the Almighty God. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, miracle worker, mountain mover, way maker, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship Him. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He is the one who was, and He is to come. Worship the King of glory. Worship the Most High God. Praise Him. Magnify Him. Praise Him. Exalt Him. Praise Him. Glorify Him. Worship your Father, your Lord, your Creator, your Defender, your Helper, your Savior, your Provider, your Lover. Worship Him. Worship Him. Your Restorer, your Promoter. Worship Him. King of glory, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. We praise You for who You are. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. You are highly exalted, far above kingdoms and thrones and dominions and powers and principalities. You are highly exalted over all, above all. We worship You, Father. We praise You, Lord. Thank You for everything You have done for us. Thank You for what You are doing right now. Thank You for mighty things You will still do. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him thanks and worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank You for being my Lord. Thank You for being my God. Thank You for being my Father. Thank You for being my help. Thank You for being my helper. Thank You for I can depend on You. Thank You for I can trust in You. Thank You for I can rely on You. Begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for being my help. Thank You for being my helper. Thank You for being my Lord. Thank You for being my Savior. Thank You, Father. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Thank You for being my rock of defense. Thank You for being my rock of safety. Thank You, Lord, for being there for me in every situation, in every day, in every hour. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You for being my Lord. Thank You for being the one who controls my life. Thank You for being the one who controls my thoughts. Thank You for being the one who controls my decisions and choices. Thank you for being the one who directs my path. Thank you, Father, for being my Lord, for being my Savior. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, help me to find your strength in the midst of weakness. Help me to find your strength in the midst of weaknesses. In the name of Jesus, help me to find your strength and embrace it and become it in the midst of every weakness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to find strength. Show me your strength in the midst of my weaknesses. In the midst of weaknesses, show me your strength. Show me your strength. Even when I feel weak in my body, Lord, show me your strength in the midst of that weakness. Even when I feel weak in my soul, Lord, show me your strength in the midst of that weakness. Even when I feel weak in my spirit, Lord, show me your strength in the midst of that weakness. Help me, Lord, to see your strength. Help me to see the strength you have placed in my weakness for me. The strength you have placed in my weakness for me. Help me to see that strength and embrace it. As it is written, you told Paul, you said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Oh Lord, help me to see your strength that is in my weakness. In the name of Jesus, help me to see the strength you have reserved for me in weak moments of my life. In weak moments of my life, help me to find the strength you have reserved for me in weakness. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Many of the things you think you are weak to do are actually what you are strong enough to do. There are many of the things you think you can't do. You think you don't have the strength to do it, to become it, to attain it. Many of those things are actually what you can do, what you can become, what you can attain. Because it is not going to be by your strength. It is going to be by his strength. Not by your strength, but by the strength of the Lord. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with your strength to attain every height I thought I could not attain. Every height, every maturity, advancement that I think I can't attain. Oh Lord, fill me with your strength. Fill me with your strength. And by your strength, make me attain them. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, fill me with your strength to attain heights I think I can't attain. Heights that even the people around me are things I cannot attain. Oh Lord, fill me with your strength to attain them. In the name of Jesus, the heights in my career, the heights in my spiritual walk with you, in my journey to seeking you, the heights in knowing you, the heights in becoming like you, oh Lord, fill me with strength to attain them all. In the name of Jesus, the heights in my calling, the heights in my ministry, in my destiny that I feel I can't attain. Oh Lord of hosts, fill me with your strength to attain them. In the name of Jesus, fill me with your strength to attain them. Fill me with your strength to attain them. Fill me with your strength to attain them. In the name of Jesus, fill me, O Lord. Fill me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, uphold me with your strong hand Father, uphold me with your strong hand to remain steadfast in your ways, to remain steadfast in your truth, to remain steadfast in your light. You're going to say, Father, uphold me with your mighty hand. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, uphold me with your mighty hand. Uphold me with your mighty hand. Make me remain firm in your righteousness. Make me stand firm in your truth, in your word, in your ways. In the name of Jesus, uphold me, Father. Uphold me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Uphold me, Father, with your mighty hand, that I may continue in the truth that I have believed, that I may continue In the truth you have taught me, in the truth you have shown me, uphold me, O Lord, with your strong hand. Keep me from falling. Continue to pray like that. Keep me from falling. Keep me from falling. Uphold me, Father, with your strong hand to continue in the path of light. To continue in the path of the truth, in the path of eternal life, in the path of your righteousness. Uphold me, Father, with your strong hand now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're still praying. I saw the prayer request. Just continue to pray. God will touch you. The Lord will touch you. Don't focus on the problem. Focus on His presence. You're going to pray like this. Every one of you, you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, let your peace that surpass all understanding fill my life. Let your peace that surpass all understanding fill my life. Fill my life. Fill my life. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jehashi Isashtegra. The Bible says that He is the Prince of Peace. He is the one that can give us peace that we can't find in this world. He's the one that can give you peace that you can't find in this world. The kind of peace you can't find in anything in this world. So, Father, let your peace that surpasses all understanding fill my life. Nihasha jia su shenegalashna. Let your peace that surpasses all understanding fill my life right now. Let it fill my body, soul, and spirit. Your peace that has no equal. Oh Lord, let it fill my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Let it fill my life. Let it fill my life. Your peace that surpasses understanding. Your peace that cannot be described. Your peace that is beyond human wisdom, beyond human knowledge, beyond human understanding. Oh Lord of hosts, let that peace fill my life. The kind of peace that cannot be found in this world. The kind of peace that is in you, that is in your realm, in your kingdom. Let that peace fill my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let it terminate my struggles. Let it terminate my troubles. Let it terminate my confusion. Let it terminate my afflictions. Let it terminate my sorrow. Let it terminate my pains. Let it terminate my depression. Father, let your peace that surpasses all understanding fill my life right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Your peace that cannot be found in anything in this world, let it fill my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are not like those who are without hope. We are not like those in the world, unbelievers, who have no hope. Yeah, we have hope because our God is alive. We serve a living God, not a dead God. And not only that, we have hope because our God is with us. Our God is in us. Our God has conquered all. Our God is in everything because He created all things. Yeah, so don't ever feel hopeless. Don't ever consider yourself hopeless as a child of God. Because you are not. You have hope. Because you serve a living God. The God who can relate with your pains. You serve a God who can relate with your troubles. You serve a God who hears your cry. So you are going to pray. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe you are here with me. You're going to say, Father, I believe you are here for me. Do your great works in my life, that everyone may know that I serve the living God. Do your great works in my life, that all men may know that I serve the living God. I'll begin to pray like that. Don't ever think hopeless, for you serve a living God, not a dead God. Say, Father, I believe you are here with me. Say, Father, I believe you are here for me. Do your great works in my life. Do your great works in my life and situations to show the world that indeed I serve a living God. To show this generation that indeed I serve a living God. For I am not like those who have not hope. For I believe in you, Lord. Do your great works in my life. Do your great works in my life. Do your great works in my life. In my body, soul, and spirit. In my environment, in my family, in my career, in my marriage, do your great works In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Say, Father, I believe you are here with me. I believe. I believe you are here for me. I believe. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, show me great mercy. You're going to say, Father, show me great mercy and let my faith and trust in you produce miracles. Let my faith and trust in you produce victories. Let my faith and trust in you produce breakthroughs. Show me great mercy. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. When the mercy of God comes upon your life, even while you are still praying, miracles will be happening. Even while you are still asking, before you finish asking, your miracles would have appeared. That is mercy. That is mercy. Say, Father, show me great mercy. Let my faith and trust in you produce signs and wonders. Show me great mercy. It takes the mercy of God for you to see instant miracles, blessings, breakthroughs, deliverance, or deliverances, healings. It takes God's mercy. Say, Father, show me great mercy. Show me great mercy. Show me great mercy. It takes great mercy to see instant prosperity, instant helps from heaven. It takes great mercy to see that happen. Say, Father, show me great mercy. Let my faith in you produce miracles. Let my faith in you produce victories. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let my trust in you produce breakthroughs. Let my trust in you produce healings in my life and health in my life. Let my trust in you produce deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy the powers of darkness that are determined to not stop attacking me. Let the hunger of God destroy powers of darkness that keep following me, that are determined to never stop attacking me. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Hope your mother and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness that keeps following me everywhere I go. Powers of darkness that keeps following everything I do. Let the hunger of God consume them now. Let the hunger of God consume them now. Powers of darkness that have determined to never stop attacking me and afflicting me. Fire of God consume them. Anger of God consume them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Decision. Let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness hanging in the air to afflict me, to attack me. Let the hunger of God consume them. In the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness hanging in my environment to attack and afflict me and oppress me, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. We have prayed this prayer point before. I want you to pray it again. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, make the environment of my life too hot for darkness to stay. Make the environment of my life too hot for spirits of darkness to stay and operate. For demons to stay and operate, make the environment of my life, thank you, Lord, too hot for darkness. Begin to pray like that. Jisheshte nahato shadagala. Nijeshe suzene inyo shibasho de gashda. Tashen tihange jelawala. Fire of the Holy Ghost, make the environment of my body and soul and spirit too hot for darkness to operate, too hot for elements of darkness to stay, too hot for spirits of darkness to stay. Make the environment of my house, make the environment of my room, make the environment of the building that I live, make it too hot for any devil to survive. Make it too hot for serpents and scorpions to survive. Right now, in the name of Jesus, make the environment of my body system too hot for sicknesses and diseases to survive. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, make my life, make the environment of my life too difficult for darkness to operate. Make the environment of my life impossible for darkness to operate and succeed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I call upon the blood of Jesus. To undo every work of darkness that has been done successfully against me. Yeah, you know, there are some works of darkness that is ongoing, but it has not succeeded over you. It's going on against you, but it has not yet succeeded. On the other hand, there are other works of darkness that have already been done, and it has succeeded. And maybe you're already seeing the effects in your life. Or maybe you are about to see the effect in your life. Yeah. Yeah, I just want you to understand that prayer point very well. So now we are talking about works of darkness that have already been done perfectly, successfully, in their realms against you. So which means that they have done it successfully. And it's either you're already seeing the effect in your life, or the effect of what they have done against you, or you're about to see the effect. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I call upon the blood of Jesus to destroy, to undo works of darkness that have been successfully done against my life, that have been successfully done against my destiny, against my health. Let the blood of Jesus terminate them. Let the blood of Jesus reverse them. Let the blood of Jesus undo them. Right now, begin to pray like that. Majosherash tega dishilian de sosea. Mashijene get dia teshla. Didiaro ke get denishilia. Mashu sejdene get hashla. Kashta deka deshte natoshilegala. Mashijene sosashna. In the name of Jesus, I call upon the blood of Jesus to destroy works of darkness that has been successfully done against me. Let the blood of Jesus undo those works. Let the blood of Jesus undo those works. Let the blood of Jesus reverse those works right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray, don't stop. Blood of Jesus, undo every work of darkness that have been perfectly done against me. Blood of Jesus, undo them now. Undo them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and consume the strength of the marine kingdom over my life. The strength of the marine kingdom of darkness over my life. The strength of marine spirits over my life. Let the fire of God fall and consume them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Continue, don't stop. Let the fire of God fall. Let the fire of God fall. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God fall and destroy the strength and the power marine kingdom of darkness have over my life. Let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Even if you don't understand the marine kingdom, just pray. Just pray. In the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God fall and destroy the strength marine spirit have over my life. The strength marine serpent have over my life. The strength marine kingdoms of darkness have over my life, calling and destiny. Let the fire of God fall and consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are not yet done with the marine kingdom. So you're still going to pray. You will raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I invoke the hunger of God to destroy every covenant of darkness in the marine kingdom that is afflicting my life, oppressing my life, enslaving my life and destiny. Let the hunger of God destroy those covenants. Every covenant initiated in the marine kingdom of darkness to afflict my life, oppress my life, enslave my life, let the hunger of God destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy covenants of darkness initiated in the deep waters, in the depths of the sea, against my calling and destiny. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy them. Covenants of darkness initiated inside the realms of darkness in the waters against my life and health and calling and destiny. Let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the hunger of God consume them. Covenants of darkness initiated in the marine kingdom of darkness against my calling and destiny and survival and freedom Let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray, don't stop. Nehasha shoulda touch the bala. Let the hunger of God destroy covenants of darkness in the depths of the waters. Established in the kingdom of darkness in the waters against my life and calling and destiny. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, pray this prayer very seriously. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Covenants of darkness established in the kingdom of darkness in the waters against my life and marriage and calling and destiny. Let the hunger of God destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You will see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every form of lust in me. That darkness put in me to stop me from fulfilling destiny. Yeah, people lust for all kinds of things. Yeah, all kinds of things. We have lust of the eyes. We have lust of the flesh. We have different kinds of lust. Lust for money. Lust for fame. Many kinds of lust. Yeah, and the kingdom of darkness, one of the things they do, they don't want you to fulfill destiny. They will put a lust in you. Yeah, they know that as long as that lust is there, God can't use you. And God won't be able to fight for you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every lust darkness have placed in me to stop me from fulfilling destiny. Thank you, Lord. Fire of God, destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you don't understand your own laws, think about what you so much desire in this world that does not have anything to do with the kingdom of God. Yeah, what you value so much in this world that have nothing to do with God's kingdom, then that is a lust. Yeah. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every lust the enemy have placed in me to stop me from becoming who God wants me to be. Thank you, Lord. Every lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, darkness have placed in me to stop me from fulfilling my calling and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Cravings, desires, that does not glorify God. They are the lust I'm talking about. Cravings, desires, that does not edify. Those are the lust I'm talking about. See, fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every lust the enemy has placed in me to stop me from growing spiritually, to stop me from becoming mature in the things of God, to stop me from becoming the person that can fulfill my calling. Destroy them, fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there's a kind of lust that you might not know is a lust. Yeah. If you are the type that always seek the approval of people, yeah, you seek the approval of men. Yeah, that is a lust. Yeah, so everything you do, you want people to know about it. Yeah, because you don't feel confident until people see those things and they say, yes, what you are doing is okay. Even though some of them will just deceive you, because it doesn't mean some of them even agree with what you are doing. You just feel like everyone needs to hear about what I'm doing before I can consider it okay, or everyone needs to approve what I'm doing. Yeah, even though you know that what you have done is what the Word of God teaches. Yeah, and that alone should make you satisfied. But yet you still want to, you don't believe it is right until people approve it. Yeah, you don't feel like the right things you are doing is right until you talk to many people and then they say, yes, it's right. So that is going to stop you from fulfilling destiny. Yeah, because there are many things God will demand that you do that people will disapprove. I mean, people must disapprove them. Yeah, so the fact that people disapprove those things doesn't mean they are wrong. In as much as God approved them. Yeah, so you're going to pray that God would destroy the desire for seeking the approval of men. Concerning the matters of destiny. Yeah, when it comes to issues of destiny and calling, you don't need the approval of men. You only need the approval of God. So you're going to say, Father, take away from my heart every desire for people's approval concerning the matters of my calling and destiny. Remove from my heart every drive that is making me to seek people's approval before I continue in the right things, before I continue in doing the right things. Oh Lord, take away such mindset, Take away such nature from me in the name of Jesus. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, remove from me every desire that is seeking for people's approval concerning issues of my life, calling and destiny. Oh Lord, take away such desire right now in the name of Jesus. Every desire in me, every lust in me, that believes in people's approval more than in your own approval. Oh Lord, destroy it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there was a time in my life that almost everyone around me did not believe in what I was doing with my life. Yeah, they did not agree with what I decided to do with my life. Even the people that I considered to be fathers in faith still did not agree. Yeah, but I knew that what I was doing with my life is divinely approved, is what God wants. So even though almost everyone don't agree, I continued to do what I know to be what God wants. Yeah. So the question is, that which you know is what God wants you to do, why are you still doubting if it is truth, if it is the truth, or if it is right or not? Yeah. You need that confidence in doing those things. You know that this is what God wants from me. If you are going to fulfill calling and destiny, therefore you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me confidence and boldness in doing those things that you demand from my life for my calling and destiny to be fulfilled. Oh Lord, give me confidence and boldness to do those things. Oh, begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. There was a time many people were against the ministry of Apostle Paul. A lot of people were against what God demanded from his life. But that man was very bold and confident. He continued. And look at how God has glorified his works. Several of the scriptures in the New Testament were written by him. Talk to God. Say, Lord, give me confidence and boldness in doing the things you have demanded from my life, so that I can fulfill my destiny, so that I can fulfill my calling. Let me be bold to do them, even if everyone else disagrees. Help me to be bold and confident in doing all that you demand from my life. All that you demand from my life. Help me to be confident Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, redirect my steps from every path I am currently following that does not lead to the glory and greatness you have prepared for me. I say, Father, redirect my steps from every path I am currently following that does not lead to the glory and greatness you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, redirect my steps. Now, in the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Yeshia de Kashunidia. Redirect my steps. Redirect my steps. In the name of Jesus, redirect my steps. In the name of Jesus, from every path I am following that does not lead to the glory and honor and greatness you have prepared for me. O God of Israel, redirect my steps. Now in the name of Jesus, lead me out of such paths. In the name of Jesus, lead me out of decisions and choices I have made that will not lead me into the glory and honor and greatness you have prepared for me. Lead me out of those decisions. Lead me out of those choices. In the name of Jesus, choices and decisions that will not take me to that glory, into that glory and honor and greatness you have prepared for me. Lord, lead me out of such decisions and choices. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. You're going to pray like that. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, the name of Jesus. Let the storm Satan have sent into my life to frustrate and trouble me cease right now. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the storm Satan have sent into my life and environment to frustrate and trouble me, let that storm cease right now. let that storm disappear right now. I'll begin to pray like that. Right now, I command the storm to cease. I command the storm to cease. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray, say in the name of Jesus, let every storm Satan has sent into my life to frustrate and trouble me, let that storm cease right now. In the name of Jesus, let it die. In the name of Jesus, let the storm die. Let the storm die. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, let the throne of God rain down fire upon my life. Let the throne of God rain down coals of fire upon my life and upon the environment of my life. Until every demon and creature of darkness hiding in the environment of my life are completely eliminated. Let the throne of God rain coals of fire upon my life and in the environment of my life until every darkness in my life is completely gone. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Until every creature of darkness, whether visible or invisible, is completely eradicated and eliminated in the name of Jesus. Let heaven rain coals of fire. Let heaven rain coals of fire. Let heaven rain coals of fire upon my life, upon my body, upon my soul, upon my spirit. I want you to be very serious about this prayer point. Begin to say, let heaven rain coals of fire upon my life, upon the environment of my life, until every fragment of darkness is gone. In the name of Jesus, let the throne of God rain coals of fire. Nishia tesosashalabala, majuje ian dekoshida. Let the throne of God rain coals of fire. Let the throne of God rain coals of fire. upon the environment of my life until every darkness hidden is completely removed in the name of Jesus. Let it rain coals of fire. Thank you, Lord. Let it rain coals of fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. And you are still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the throne of God rain coals of fire and destroy every altar of darkness devising evil against my life. Let the throne of God rain coals of fire and destroy altars of darkness devising evil against my life, devising evil against my destiny. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the throne of God rain coals of fire and destroy altars of darkness, devising evil, performing evil against my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the throne of God rain coals of fire to destroy them all. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the grace of God appear in me and heal every part of my spirit that has been wounded. Every part of my spirit that has been wounded by darkness, broken by darkness, let the grace of God appear in me and heal them now. And heal them now. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Niashekile hatashinena. Misujeshune amio sasubu hashura. Gegeshoshiyanagashina. Let the grace of God appear in me and heal every part of my spirit that has been wounded by darkness, wounded by hell, wounded by death. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the grace of God appear in me. Let the grace of God appear in me. Let the grace of God appear in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let the grace of God appear in me and destroy every part of my spirit that has been wounded by darkness. And heal. Yeah, that's the word, heal. Let the grace of God appear in me and heal every part of me wounded by darkness. Let the grace of God appear and heal them now and fix them now. Every part of me broken by darkness. Every part of my spirit man broken by darkness. Wounded by darkness, let the grace of God appear in me and heal them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray seven more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, frustrate the plans of the wicked one. Going on against me. Till the plans fail. Yeah, till the plans fail. You're going to say, Father, frustrate the plans of the wicked one. Frustrate the plans of the wicked one. The wicked one is the enemy, Satan. You're going to say, Father, frustrate the plans of the wicked one that is going on against me till the plans fail. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, frustrate the plans of hell going on against me till they all fail. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, frustrate the plans of the kingdoms of darkness going on against me till they all fail. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. The plans of witches and wizards going on against me. Frustrate them. Frustrate them. Frustrate them. The plans of evil men and women going on against me. Father, frustrate them till they are completely destroyed. Till those plans fail. Oh Lord, frustrate them. Frustrate their plans. In the name of Jesus. Frustrate their plans. In the name of Jesus. Frustrate their plans. In the name of Jesus. The plans of kingdoms of darkness going on against me. Oh Lord, frustrate them till their plans fail completely. In the name of Jesus, frustrate their plans. Turn their plans against them. Turn their plans against them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the foothold or you can call it the legal ground. Yeah, it's the same. The foothold of darkness or the legal ground of darkness in my life. What is giving them the right to stand and operate in your life. That is what we call legal grounds or foothold of darkness. What is giving darkness the right to operate in your life, to afflict you? So you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the foothold of darkness in my life be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Yeah. And the power of God. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the foothold, the legal ground of darkness in my life, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus and the power of God. In the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Now, Jacare Heleshadana. Mahane Heshisushadana. Neheshte Getashadana. Let the foothold of darkness in my life be destroyed by the power in the blood of Jesus. Let the legal ground of darkness in my life be destroyed. Whatsoever is giving darkness and forces of darkness right to operate in my life, to function in my life, to oppress and afflict my life, let the power power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Right now, continue to pray like that. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them. Destroy them. Legal grounds of darkness, footholds of darkness in my life, in my environment, in my career, in my marriage, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. Yeah, you need to understand that there are things about these mega grounds that has to do with you. Yeah, and many Christians try to ignore those things. There are things about legal grounds of darkness that has to do with we ourselves. Which means that it is certain things that you are doing that is giving right to Satan to afflict you. Certain things that you are doing that is making room for Satan and the agents of hell to enter into your life and spoil good things. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, put an end to everything I am doing that is creating legal grounds and footholds for darkness to afflict and oppress my life. Holy Spirit, put an end to them. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, put an end to everything I am doing, including the ones that I am repenting of right now, and the ones that I'm not even aware of. Holy Spirit, put an end to them. Whatsoever I am doing, consciously or unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly, that is creating legal grounds and footholds for darkness and forces of hell to oppress my life, to enslave my life. Holy Spirit, put an end to them. Put an end to them. Every ungodly attitude, every sinful habit, every unholy lifestyle that is creating grounds for Satan to stay and legally oppress me. Oh Lord, put an end to them now. Put an end to them in my life. Whatsoever I am doing, giving foothold to the devil, Lord, end it now. Every bitterness. You think bitterness is right? It's not right. It creates foothold. Every hunger, you think hunger is right, it's not right. It creates legal grounds for darkness. Say, Lord, put an end to them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, lay your hands upon me, O Lord, and cause that transformation only you can do in my life. Cause that change only you can do in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Pray. Say, lay your hands upon me, Lord. Nejia kete amahand harashtada. Sajujene neshiyadana. Kitam de bajune kelegana. Diore neshte hasusana. Nujia lashanagla. Lay your hands upon me, O Lord. And cause the transformation only you can cause. Cause the change only you can do now. Cause the transformation to happen 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 now. Thank you, Lord. Lay your hands upon me. 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 Cause the change only you can do. The change only you can do in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. In my spirituality, the change only you can do in me. Oh Lord, cause that change now. Cause that change now. Cause that change now. Thank you, Lord. Cause that change now. The change only you can do in my destiny and calling. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, revisit every part of my life that needed your second touch. Yeah, and this implies that God has once visited your life and touched that thing. Yeah, but now he needs to revisit them and touch them again. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, revisit every area of my life, every aspect of my life that needed your second touch. Revisit them now. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Oh Lord of hosts, revisit every part of my life, every area of my life that needed your second touch. Revisit them now. 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 And touch them again. In the name of Jesus. Touch them again. Touch them again. Thank you, Father. Revisit every part of my life. Every area of my life that needed your second touch. Revisit them, O Lord. In your mercy, revisit them and touch them again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, create an opening how will I put it now? Yeah. You're going to say, Father, create an opening through which everything the devil have injected, every evil the devil have injected into my body, soul, and spirit can pass through. Yeah, and leave my body. Yeah. Yeah, the pollution, the plantation of darkness that has been injected into you. You're going to ask God to create an opening and flush them out. Yeah. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Father, create an opening. And through that opening, remove every pollution of darkness, plantation of darkness, poisons of darkness that have been injected into my spirit, soul, and body by the enemy. Create an opening, and through that opening, remove them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Create an opening. There are different ways you can get your deliverance. Different ways you can get your deliverance. That which has been injected into you There are different ways that there are different ways through which God can take it out of you. Continue to pray like that. So Lord, create an opening, and through that opening, remove every evil the enemy has injected into my life, injected into my body, into my soul, into my spirit. Create an opening right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray I don't know if I have said this before. Every time you fear, you make the devil powerful. Every time you give in to fear, you make darkness stronger than you. You make the enemy more powerful than you. I have seen people who became a slave to the enemy for more than 20 years because of fear. So for 20 years, they were so limited in life and destiny because of fear. So you're going to pray. Maybe there's a fear in you that is making the devil stronger than you. Except that fear dies. You can do a manner of fastings and prayers. Even if you win a little, devil will conquer you again, in as much as the fear is still there. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every fear in me that has made the enemy to rule over me. Father, destroy them now. Enough is enough. Enough of the enemy ruling over me. Father, destroy that fear now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nihasho shage hatashelia. Mahane Jesus Celestia. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, destroy every fear in me that has made the enemy rule over me for years. Destroy that fear now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy the fear now. In the name of Jesus. Every fear in me that has made my life so limited for years. Father, destroy the fear now. Thank you, Father. Destroy the fear right now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy the fear right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now as I round off the session. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are so grateful for your love. We are so grateful for your helps. We are so grateful for your grace. We are so grateful, Lord, for how you have helped us to pray prayers that you will answer. Thank you for your presence and power in this place. Thank you for healings, deliverances, breakthroughs, interventions that has happened to us already. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, as your servant, I ask for everyone in this place right now. I ask, O Lord, that you show everyone mercy and give unto everyone helps they do not deserve. Even right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you. That the hand of God begin to reverse the evil works that has been done against you. Let the hand of God begin to undo and reverse them now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the power of God appear in your life right now and defend you against forces and powers of darkness that you cannot win. That you could not win, that you could not overcome. Let the power of God appear in your life now and defend you and consume them all in the name of Jesus. Help shall come for you in unusual places. In the name of Jesus, help shall come for you in unknown places, from unknown places. In the name of Jesus, help shall come for you from difficult and impossible places. In the name of Jesus. For as many of you who have prayed with the whole of your heart in this prayer session, I pray that your victory will find you. In the name of Jesus. Signs and wonders will find you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Remain victorious. Amen.